And that does tie into another thing I think we brought up at the meeting, which is there ever a role for sort of a second assay in somebody because of the clinical scenario, because of the results of the first assay? They've had a recurrence score, for example, doing a 70 gene.
Yeah. So there probably is not. You know, one of the limitations of the field right now is that it's only describing outcomes for ER-positive breast cancer, really. The 70-gene assay was developed to include HER2-positive and triple-negative cancers, but there's really no decision that you look to that test to help. The other issue relates to node-positive, because in the MINDAC trial, there were a handful of patients who had ER-positive, node-positive breast cancers, and so there were some very small numbers of prospective analyses there. There's been subsequent work from the West German group and other centers now looking at node-positive outcomes for low-risk 21-gene recurrence score results. So I don't see that there's a one product you use in one situation and another product you use in another.
Another point that Joe brought up in this conclusion slide is the question of the 70-gene assay, and he notes that it does provide prognostic information, says, quote, it might be used in clinical high risk, 1 to 3 nodes to spare chemotherapy. So the idea that even though it doesn't have prognostic, the risk is so low that really you're going to benefit from chemo. What do you think about that thinking?
Well, I think a lot of us are already at that point when it comes to using these assays. So it's very common in our practice to look at postmenopausal women and even sometimes premenopausal women who have limited nodal disease. Typically, we're talking about 1 or 2 positive nodes, and to apply a recurrence score test to their case and make a decision. I think for most of us, the feeling is that the biologic principle about where there's going to be benefit for chemotherapy is going to apply to limited nodal disease as well as node negative. But I don't see that that's a unique place where you would use a different assay as opposed to the 21-gene recurrence score.